Batman.
Hello guys, this is Pro Pond and today we are talking about all things Batman. I'm Sean Thompson.
I'm Rory Meakin.
I'm Ian Bruce.
First of all, before we get into Batman, we must talk about our sponsor, which is Audible. Rory, do you mind?
Shut up.
Anyway, ProPod is brought to you by Audible.com. Audibletrial.com, I should say. It's a really good site. There's tons of audiobooks and stuff like that. And if you,
I use it. It's good.
If you go along to www.audibletrial.com/ProPod, there's hundreds of titles for every iPhone. Rory, if you slurp that, I will literally slap you. Anyway, guys, what are we going to start off with today? What do you think? Movies or
Batman.
Games?
Movies are bigger.
Shut up.
Oh, I slapped that the wrong way.
That's right.
Movies or games?
Let's start with the movies.
Okay, Rory, you start.
Me?
Yes, you.
Me? Talk about movies?
Is there anyone else called for me?
Well, which movies of Batman do you want to start? Do you want to start with the crappy ones?
Start from the beginning and work our way up.
Okay, well, I'm basing all my knowledge of Batman on recent memory. So don't get me hate if I don't get the dates right. But if I'm correct, the first Batman movie to be released in live action was during the 1980s. With the first Batman, Tim Burton, I think. It was Tim Burton. And then that one was successful. And it was initially, I think, if I'm correct, it was what originally started off the comic book movie trend. So you can actually thank the original Batman for all your Marvel movies and all your good DC movies, which unfortunately is not, there's not that many these days. And then I think it was in the 1990s, I'm probably getting all these dates wrong, but whatever, you had Batman Returns. That one was the last one that Tim Burton did, I think, and that was probably the weirdest Batman movie out of all of them. That one was fucked up. I mean, seriously, it was completely Tim Burton-ized. Anybody who watches it knows it is just weird. It's entertaining, though, but not a Batman movie. Then we enter the Schumacher trend, which was Batman and Robin, and we also had... Batman Forever, which was the Jim Carrey one, which I think you could tell it was going to, you know, this guy who was making them, he can't make Batman movies. I think I enjoyed it because when I started watching these Batman movies, I was at a young enough age where I wouldn't notice any of the flaws, and it was just funny to watch Jim Carrey running around in a big green skin tight suit just being Jim Carrey. Batman and Robin, on the other hand, no, we didn't have any of that. We just had Arnold Schwarzenegger dressed.
Arnold Schwarzenegger. You gotta love Arnold Schwarzenegger, but
yeah, not in this one. He was so.
How not? Arnold Schwarzenegger.
The whole time,
amazing.
I swear to God, there was not a single scene he was in. He plays the villain, Mr. Freeze. Yeah, Mr. Freeze. There was not a single scene that he was in where he wasn't saying some sort of ice pun. Cool party, what killed the dinosaurs, the Ice Age. Every fucking scene he was in, I'm not kidding you, every scene he was in, he was always shouting out some sort of ice pun. And it just got annoying. And I think everybody knows, everybody can say, you know, Batman, Robin, horrible. And it literally was what killed the comic book trend. I mean, what Tim Burton started, he killed with Batman and Robin. I don't blame the guy because he was trying to... be a good director, but I think he just went a little bit too campy, and he went a little bit too...
Just like you!
Yeah! No, because here's the thing, Batman is not supposed to be campy. Batman is supposed to be dark,
tough.
Or realistic, or tough. And...
It's supposed to
George
be
George Clooney as Batman. I think that describes it enough.
George Clooney
as Batman.
No disrespect to the guy,
he's good in Gravity and all that.
Congratulations,
but, you know,
on your wedding day.
Congratulations. But the thing is... He is nothing. He is not Batman. We had bat nipples. Bat nipples. The armor had nipples on it.
That's because he liked to feel them.
No, but it was nipples.
When he got cold, they came out and went all hard.
Fuck it. Anyway, then we entered an age where Batman was just dead. Until a guy called Christopher Nolan came along.
He died?
No.
No. we came across the, it was, I think, it was 2005, and then we had Batman Begins, which was probably was the start of something great that was ended with
Badly?
The Dark Knight. Because, you know what, I'll get to it in a minute.
I'll get to it in a minute.
The Batman Begins was a brilliantly put together film. It was really well done. It was a big summer blockbuster that literally had little to no special effects. It was all classic miniatures and real life sets that I think if a lot of people nowadays doing it would probably have made it all CGI and lots of the cool stuff CGI. But to me, I think this specific you can do CGI in a Batman franchise, which is why I'm going to see what Zack Snyder's going to do with the new Batman v Superman.
Shut up.
Sorry, I've been watching too much Barnacle, damn it, fuck.
I know.
Nerdgasm.
It gives it a realistic tone, I think. Don't you agree, Ewan?
Yes.
It makes it seem like if you were a rich billionaire, you could do this. And it also established that Batman was a ninja, so, you know, that helped. And then we entered what is probably, in my opinion, a tad overhyped, but still a fantastic, don't get me wrong, it is a fantastic comic book movie, which was obviously, I think you know, as The Dark Knight. And I think there's nothing that hasn't been said about Heath Ledger's The Joker. There's nothing that hasn't been said. What I've liked about this, at least the first two Batman movies, which I can't say for the third one, no offence to anyone who likes the third one.
Third one's great.
No.
Yes, it was.
The first and second one, when they have their villains and they have stuff that happens, they make it seem like someone could do this. They make it seem like something like this could happen, until the third one came along where things just went completely over the top and goofy and
weird. The third one was amazing.
No, it wasn't. The third one, okay, Batman, Dark Knight was in 2008.
You were about to take a drink there, but you made such a bad point, you're like, no, it wasn't!
No. So the Dark Knight came out in 2008, and then, Jesus Christ.
No!
He just decapitated a turtle here.
Didn't mention that a turtle from Look Great. What did he
want? Product placement.
From Teenage Mutant Ninja and Turtles from last month, no, 2 months ago, August Look Great, yay!
Yeah. And then we had The Dark Knight Rises in 2012, which was in the same year as The Avengers, which completely tanked it.
No, it didn't.
Yes, it did.
Not by the start.
No, it did. Yeah,
yes,
no.
It did.
Don't get me wrong.
I like to make a point there. The only reason The Avengers tanked is because in The Avengers you have six superheroes.
Doesn't matter. You're just a biased fanboy.
So are you.
I'm not.
Yes, you are.
I have just established right here that I like all three. I love the first two.
You're just missing my point because it's beating your point.
No, it's not. Yes, because here's the thing. The third one is like 30 minutes or less. It's a bad movie that has good bits in it.
No one knows what 30 minutes or less is, so can't use that as a point.
Well, okay then. It is.
Don't bother explaining it.
Okay, to put it into perspective, it's imagine you had a bad movie. But it was filled with like small bits of awesomeness or cool bits or like good lines. Yes, it was.
The Dark Knight Rises.
No, I killed it.
The Dark Knight Rises was a good movie with a couple of bad bits in it.
No, it was a bad movie with a couple of good bits in it.
It was a good movie with lots of tiny little bad bits in it.
Anyway.
It's a great movie.
The Dark Knight Rises wasn't as good as the other two. I think we can all agree.
No. The first one wasn't as good.
No.
We can all agree, right? You're the one saying we can all agree, but then you and Jim
Maggie
can
fuck it up.
So you're not fucking agreeing.
I think we can. At least I like to think that we can all agree that The Dark Knight Rises isn't as good as the first two.
It's not as good as the second Dark Knight.
It's not as good as the first two.
I think Dark Knight Rises is better than Batman.
The Dark Knight Rises is not as good as the first and second one. It's far better than the last four, the other four Batman movies. It trumps it. But you know what? When you compare the last one.
Everyone loves
the first
Dark Knight
two.
Rises.
Okay, do you know what? The Dark Knight Rises is probably one of the most controversial of the three because...
It's controversial, right?
Check the reviews. There's only two people I know
who don't like it, and that is you and Connor.
No, the nostalgia critic, he doesn't like it.
Yeah, but I don't know him.
Look him up.
I'd rather not.
Well then, good. There you go. The point being that The Dark Knight Rises isn't as good as the other two.
I admit it's not as good as The Dark Knight, but it's good.
No, it's not. Good. It's not as good.
What's bad about it then?
It doesn't make any sense.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't.
That's gonna be way too loud.
No, it's not too loud. It's not too loud. It's not too
It's great.
It's not. It's not a great movie. But you know what?
It really is.
It's a good movie. It's not a great movie.
No. It's an excellent movie. It's not a fantastic movie.
No. It's a good movie, not an excellent movie, not a great movie. It's a good movie.
I know. It's supercalifragilistic. It's BL and douche.
Oh, God, you had to bring Mary Poppins into this. Yes, no. It's not.
It's a crap.
Going off the subject, either way, we can all agree that I don't like The Dark Knight Rises as much, and you just praise it because you're a biased little fanboy. But the point being that I think we can all agree that all the Arkham Origin games, on the other hand, are really good. They're all really good games. I think we can establish that, don't you think?
Definitely.
Now, first, we're going to start off, now, in particular, just in case you're not wondering what like Batman games we're talking about, because there's lots of other crappy ones that are out there.
Lego
we're talking,
Batman was all right, when you're like five.
I haven't played it. I refuse to blame it. Play it. What? Anyway, the point being that that with game franchise we're talking about is the Arkham franchise. And that is Batman, that started off with Batman Arkham Asylum. And Batman Arkham Asylum was a game that was released, I think it was during the DVD release of The Dark Knight. And that was, it was expected to be a really bad movie. A bad game.
Money for the poor.
Go away.
Get my seat.
The hell?
No, I need to sit here.
It was expected.
I'm doing a leading role in this part.
They're having an argument over who sits where.
Get my seat. It's my seat.
You come over here, nothing. Ewan, when you're having a point to make. The point being, Sean hasn't played Arkham Asylum.
I played it at Unions, it's quite good.
No, you played Arkham Origins.
Oh, what the fuck's the difference?
Oh,
Arkham Origins is an open world, Arkham Asylum isn't.
Toy Story 1, 2, and 3, much.
Yeah, Arkham Asylum is the first game in the Rocksteady franchise where it was...
Game's Dean.
Yeah, it was Arkham Asylum, and then you had Arkham City that came out, I think it was... When did Arkham City come out?
3 years ago? Was it 3 years? 4, actually.
It came out 4 years ago.
I was alive.
And then we also had Arkham Origins that came out last year. And now we've got the brand new Arkham Knight coming out. And what do you think about... Since this is more Sean's style because he's more of a gamer, what are your thoughts on the Arkham Origins game that you played?
The Geek of Gaming is here, yes.
The Geek of Gaming. Because remember, Arkham Origins... tell us anything you didn't understand that was... Story-wise, it was... happening Arkham Origins that would have obviously played out into the other games that you didn't understand. Because Ewan and I have played them all, but you haven't. So what are your thoughts on the story-wise first part of the Batman Arkham franchise?
I don't know. When I started playing it at Ewan's, I will admit it was a good game. But starting off at the very start with it... Rory. Yeah. 2 minutes, guys. Rory's just fucked up. Right.
I haven't fucked anything up.
Right, anyway... I bet it was perfect while I was out there, and then the second I come back in, we're just fucked up.
Yeah, exactly. We were doing fine, and then you just fucked up.
Right, anyway.
Okay, good sound quality and everything, now we're all fucked.
Anyway, what game was it I was playing at Unions again? I can't remember.
Batman Arkham Origins.
Right, it was a good game at the start. I mean, there was a couple of scenes where I was like, what the fuck's going on? And to be honest, I really didn't understand the story, because coming into it without playing or watching any of the videos is hard. Because, really, you don't know what's happening. Like, I was walking about, knocking out, like, policemen. And, to be honest, when... I like Batman and all that, right? I've read some of the comics. But just never the
games.
I haven't
read any of the comics. I'm not a comic guy.
Oh, I got one comic from...
I don't read any of the comics. I'm more of a movie game kind of person.
Scratches the grass off the table.
Okay.
Playing Arkham Origins, what were your thoughts gameplay-wise with the game? Because the Arkham franchise has actually started off a trend as of now. It started off a trend of gameplay-wise, which has actually been continued in games like, kind of either advanced or based off things like Assassin's Creed or the brand new upcoming Lord of the Rings games, Shadows of Mordor, where it's a sort of gameplay style where... just essentially you can win the game by clicking a bunch of buttons. One button essentially, at least for the first few Batman games, it was one button, or and a counter, and then there was like a main attack, where basically you can just take on rooms filled with guys, and as long as you had the right strategy, you would just be able to take them all, and like no matter there's a tactic where no matter what Batman or whoever is doing anything, if the guy is coming up behind you to attack you, you just press that counter button, and he whatever he's doing, he will block that guy and attack him instead, and it's a very easy to learn, very fluent kind of gameplay style, which I think was a bit clunky in Arkham Origins. I don't know if that was an intention because he's obviously wearing thicker armor, so he's obviously a lot slower.
I thought but, armor was really cool.
See, the thing is, the armor's cooler, but like
it looks better. It looks more like the Dark Knight trilogy.
Yeah, it does. I think
because the first one in Arkham City even it looks like a costume.
Yeah, I know, but...
And back to the original sort of ones where they were in, it was Val Kilmer and his skin tight suit.
Yeah, I know. The thing is, though, I think it made sense to have him be slower and bulkier in Origins because of how things worked, but I think the thing that annoyed me is how he's a lot slower. He takes long, slow punches. I mean, he can be quick. I mean, he has quick punches, but he has a lot more of the...
skills.
No, he's bulkier. And less skilled than he is the others, which would really be expected because, you know, he hasn't quite gone through everything. But, I don't know, it gets annoying after a while. And the one thing you can't deny with Origins, see when the story's not establishing it, it's not like you're learning about the Joker, you're seeing any of the cool cinematics. The story's very repetitive. Or at least the gameplay's
but
very repetitive.
But in any game, the story can get...
Yeah. But the thing is, with Batman, essentially, with other games like Grand Theft Auto... you can have different cars, different styles, different tactics, different weapons, different ways of doing things.
You can end the game in different ways.
Yeah. The Arkham franchise is very...
guided.
It's very, go down here, go down there, figure out, use the right gadgets. Yeah, you can't go there, you need that gadget for later on, blah, blah, blah.
The story is very guided, it's like one way.
Oh yeah, but that's the thing. I think story-wise, the Arkham franchise, I'm gonna get a lot of hate for this, it trumps...
what,
GTAs,
like
GTAs. No, it's the story for it is just much more interesting. And I think it's just because you're seeing all these different. Because I think, see if the villains of the Arkham franchise, the way they're done there, were put in a Grand Theft Auto game, that would probably be one of the best Grand Theft Auto games ever.
Like the bad guys in Arkham, but you don't like the villains in Grand Theft Auto.
The villains in Grand Theft Auto 5 are so forgettable.
You forget them.
They're forgettable. Like
but you'll never forget the penguin and stuff.
Oh no, see the thing is, the villains in the Arkham franchise, and generally in the Batman things, you hate them, but you love to hate them. Like, you like to see them. You don't want to see them prevail, but you like seeing them. So Ewan, why don't you give your thoughts on like everything in depth about the Arkham games?
Pretty much just as well what you said, really. But back to where we were before... The Dark Knight Rises was amazing.
The Dark Knight Rises was not amazing.
Very good.
We've
very
gone
good.
Off that subject.
Oh, but I have to come back to this. Don't spend nearly
No. We'll talk about it later. How about you talk about the villains then and how they're different and how they've been translated over the course of things. Like, let's start off with Bane.
Bane was amazing.
Because Bane has been translated through both the Christopher Nolan, the original Batman... get off me. The original Batman quadrilogy, we'll call it. And also the games. So,
that's amazing.
So which... okay, first off, which Bane interpretation do you like best?
Probably the Dark Knight Rises.
It's Bane that one that mask.
Yeah.
The one that goes... oh, don't talk, oh, don't.
Yes. Yeah.
Come, Batman. I will break you.
He's not just a... he's not
I
just
will
an
break
him.
You, Batman.
Oh, where have I
that
seen him?
So terrible.
Oh,
Rises, maybe.
That's gonna piss me off. Where have I seen? I've seen.
It's Limerick, no.
I don't give a shit, Mac. Right? Do you know? He's on a plane, and the planes dive into the ground, and like
that's the Dark Knight Rises.
That's the Dark Knight Rises.
No, it's not. Because I've never watched any Batman.
Well, clearly you have. Was he in a plane and they're going, what's your next plan? And he goes, of course. And then there's another plane and then they attach it and then the plane gets held upside down and then they drop him.
He's like got a bag over his head and then they take it off and he kills the guy.
That's the Dark Knight Rises.
Oh, I have watched Batman then.
Oh, for
How could you have not noticed this bat-like guy in a costume?
Well, to be fair, it would be easy because in that movie there is no Batman!
I've never...
No, there's not! He doesn't turn up until at least an hour into the movie!
Same as Batman Begins, he's not turning up.
No, but at least you saw plenty of him. You only saw him three more times than the second time. Yes, he did! It's called Batman! You wouldn't want to see Batman. No, and what happens the second time you see him, he gets his ass kicked.
I know, but Rory, Batman is just as much
Batman. I don't think I have watched Batman.
The bad guys in Batman are just as important as the Batman himself. They're just as good. You really get to like the bad guy. You don't need to. You don't get them.
Bane was boring. No, Bane was not boring. Bane was interesting up to the point where they had him just be a simple henchman. He was interesting until, oh, I'm not the child. I was just protecting her. I'm her freaking bodyguard. The main villain of the entire Batman movie, the final chapter, was Batman a grunt, a bodyguard.
Did you see a grunt?
It was a grunt.
What's a grunt?
A grunt is just like another word I would use for just one of those thugs that you have to fight in a Batman game.
What's a thug?
Just a henchman.
What's a henchman?
And you see all those guys.
I'm kidding. In case people.
He's that super powered boss that you have to fight in Batman Arkham games. That's all he was at the end, and he's just a slightly more intelligent one. That's all he was. And do you know what? Here's the thing: where the Joker showed signs that he was intelligent, Bane doesn't. They kept saying he was so intelligent. What does he do besides plant bombs in a city that shows that he has any intelligence?
Plant bombs in the
off the top of your head, because he had hundreds of thousands of followers. Of course, he's going to get bombed somewhere. What did he actually do
did
off the top of his
head?
Yes. What did he do off the top of his head?
Lol.
That didn't involve blowing something up. That was actually a form of intelligence. Unlike the Joker,
how about
who changed
kicking Batman's ass?
That's not a form of intelligence.
Yes, it is.
And he got his ass kicked the second time.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
Well, Bane did. Batman didn't. That's because Batman always has to win. He never loses.
Yeah, but he lost when he went up against Bane the first time.
No, he never loses in the long run. He kicked Bane's ass right at the start. But,
oh, for God's sake.
You just completely outwitted Batman.
How?
Because, remember, when they're in, when the first time they fight, he did. Batman tried to...
He didn't outsmart him. He just outfought him.
No, he outsmarted him.
Okay, guys, we're almost halfway through this podcast, so I'm going to take a little tiny break just to let you know about some of the stuff we have. First one, if we head along to www.propod.info, that will tell you all our info, Facebook pages, Patreon pages, etc, etc. PayPal's on it. Also, if you head along to www.facebook.com/propod1, that will take you to our Facebook page where we'll be basically uploading like exclusive kind of things that you won't hear about on our iTunes and stuff like that, and we'll also open up like a wee tab section where you can like give us some ideas of what our next video could be, and also go to www.audibletrial.com/propod, sign up and you will save some money. So anyway guys, back to the talky thingy.
Bane was
amazing.
A terrible villain.
That was such bad.
He was a good villain.
Bane was terrible.
Bane
in the Arkham game, on the other hand.
No, he wasn't as good.
He was better. No,
because he was just dumb.
He was better in the Arkham Origins game. He was. Because he was intelligent. He figured out Batman's identity.
Bane did that in the first one, in the Dark Knight as well.
He was helped by Talia. He didn't figure out shit. She told him. She helped him. He wasn't the intelligence. He was just a thug that was supposedly intelligent and just superior to Batman in strength. And then got. And that's only because Batman was like a cripple by that point. Your big bad villain who's not intelligent.
Who's not smart.
He's probably more intelligent than you.
Yeah, well, fuck it. Who's not intelligent. Before. Can't beat up the actual Batman without having him be a cripple, and is no more than
Batman
a thug.
Wasn't a cripple, right?
Is the main villain of your
Bane
final chapter.
Batman a cripple.
What do you mean, Bane? Batman was already a cripple by the time because he had his fucked up leg.
When was that?
But in the third one, it was established. That's why he needs that thing on his leg, that big robotic thing that helps him walk because he can't.
Yeah,
that's why
and
he
then when Bane broke him up even more after that, Batman came and kicked his ass.
Yeah, after how many months? Like months of just sitting in that hole, like just moaning about how his life sucks and how everything sucks.
Sounds like yourself, Roder.
No, he just has Rebecca to do that. Rebecca just like sits and strokes his leg and he cries on her knee.
And he pays her 20
quid. Hey, knock it off.
You have to admit, right? I know this is quite personal to be sharing with the world, but Rory is owned by a girl, right? I will say, she is quite... I'm not going to get into that. Courtney's just text me. Anyway,
Courtney.
She... Yeah.
Courtney.
Get on, she likes to text me. Anyway, right? I actually took the liberty... Because that's how much... Oops, it's a bit sensitive. That's how much she owns you. If anyone is listening to this from Kiwi... Kyle City Centre. If you go into the hairdressing shop on a Monday, you'll see Rory cutting hair.
yeah, sure. Yeah, here's the thing, guys. That whip thing you heard, this is coming from the guy who was sad enough to pay 4 quid for a fucking whip sound effect. So get wrecked.
Actually, it was 6.99. No, 0.69 pence.
Still, you paid money for it.
Mine was free, I didn't pay any money for it.
Although, Rory, see for it.
This is the guy who has to pay before he can own me.
I don't get that.
Right.
You never gets old.
It's never gonna get old because it's funny because Rory is run by a girl that I used to go out with and he used to go out with and I am still not being owned by her even though we were both almost in the same situation. Rebecca, if you're listening to this, lol.
Lol, I'm not going to talk now because I'm in a mood.
You're in a mood. Oh, let's
the truth hurts.
But all I'm saying, right, I know it's quite personal to be sharing with the rest of the world and I've just broke my fucking headphones. Fuck. Shit. Don't let take the grass off. Rebecca, do you like controlling little boys? Is that what you're into? I mean... If it is, like, can you release our friend?
Did you give her a lift to school this morning?
I bet you did. I bet you she stroked his knee in the way into school and he loved it.
You're not going to take your silence as a yes.
Sorry guys.
Rip headphone users.
Okay,
wait. Where were we? Oh yeah.
Anyway, back to Batman.
Bane was. Excellent.
Bane was excelente. See, I used to.
This is a democracy, not a dictatorship. We win.
This is a democracy. Right. This is a democracy, man. Fuck, I forgot it already. Yeah.
A democracy is not a dictatorship.
No.
Right, go, you do it in your Bane voice, because your Bane voice kicks ass.
No, it doesn't.
Go, just do it. It's better than any of us here, go.
I am not talking.
Oh.
Fine, Rebecca doesn't own you, you own her.
But that's lying. Lying is bad.
Do you want him to talk or not?
I'd rather
he doesn't,
because I like winning.
Okay.
I can't do a Bane voice. I don't know.
You're just fucking up now.
This isn't a democracy. This is a dictatorship, for fuck's sake.
Is that Yoda with a fucking Bane mask on?
Excellent, isn't it?
The force I sense in the youngling, indeed. Speak, fucking Ewan.
I wish I had a gun.
Oh, dude. You do have a fucking gun, you moron!
You're not supposed to tell anyone!
He shoots women when they're sleeping. Help us! He's got us at gunpoint! Help us!
The fucking police break from my door! Fuck. Anyway.
Stop doing.
I'm warm. 2 minutes, guys. We can do a stop.
We're just gonna mention people who you don't even fucking know.
I hit play button again just to get you in your wee rant. Anyway, guys, I took a risk in case you said something bad, but Rory had a wee rant there, and I finally got it on footage.
A rant. That is not a rant, that's just a comment. You can quote me on it.
So anyway, guys, I think that's us for today. I think Rory's had enough.
I win.
No, you don't, Batman. Don't know anything as a shit.
No, so that's great. Okay, post your comments. Is it good or is it bad?
Go on to the Facebook page. We'll start a Facebook poll.
I'll post it right now.
Who do you think's
and
better?
And check the behind the scenes on YouTube for ProPod.
www.youtube.com/user1ProPod.
You're such a fuck up, Sean.
Thanks for watching, guys. I'm Sean Thompson.
I'm Rory Meakin.
I'm Ambrose.
And we'll see you guys next week.
Done.